Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Final march to see.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Jackson!
Yes!
What the Jeff is up?
Whoa! It is the final nail in my human body. The final week of Final March to see.
It is the final week of Final March to see.
Oh, how sweet it is!
For the last five, well, yeah, this will be the fifth week of you paying, you know, serving penance for your gamer crimes.
Yeah, for my gamer sins, for the bad things I've done in my life.
And if potentially this is someone's first episode, welcome. It is always like this. Second of all, Jackson hates JRPGs, hates reading, unless it's a book, in which case he loves reading.
That is true.
Skips every
cutscene. I'm a complicated man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Exactly.
So we've been doing Final March to see where every week you've played a different Final Fantasy game.
Exactly, yeah.
And this week we've actually brought in the big guns to celebrate.
That's true.
The last week of Final March to see. That would be Ruby Innes and David Smith from the Kotaku Australia podcast.
Okay.
So, for any new listeners, Ruby was the farts, David was the nice man.
Yeah. Ruby was the farts.
That is our dynamic.
Yeah.
If you were wanting to know who the farts was, it was me.
Yeah.
I was the farts.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And I will always be the farts.
Yeah. That's good.
Hey, it's clarify. Good to know your place in thumb cramps.
Yeah.
You're the farts.
Somebody's got to be the farts.
Yeah,
you know?
It's an important part.
If you can't tell who in the group is the farts...
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah. Yo, you're the farts. That's true.
Because
every group got the farts.
Yeah, if you can't tell, because if you can't smell the farts, because...
You doubt the farts.
If there's three in a room and one's the farts and it's not the other one and it's not the other one, it's probably you that's the farts.
Yeah.
But then he who smelt it dealt it.
But are you? Do you deal the farts?
Do you deal the farts?
Or are the farts a person?
Let me just say, red hot start to this episode. Jackson,
really good.
Let us know for the fifth week, the fifth nail in your game across.
Mm-hmm.
As we've established, you are Gamer Jesus Christ.
I am Gamer Christ. I do be saying that.
You're on the cross on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
You got one nail in your hand, one nail in your... other hand, one nail in your foot, a free leg from when I've reviewed a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, that's true.
And then today we've established that this nail is going right in your dick and nuts.
Yeah, that's true. Today we're going to be looking at Final Fantasy 15 Windows Edition and other games. Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
This is the game where the Final Fantasies are a boy band. People made a lot of jokes about this Final Fantasy when it came out. That was what everybody said. Oh, it's the boy band Final Fantasy. And because I keep forgetting which number it is, I Google boy band Final Fantasy and I get a Quora question where they're like, why did they call it the boy band Final Fantasy? They're not a boy band. Which is funny. They're not a boy band. One of them's a prince. And his three awful friends. The basic plot of this one is you are a prince, a man named Noctis.
Noctis?
Yeah. I can't remember. One of your friends' name's Ignis.
Uh-huh.
I forget the name of the other one. And one of them's called Prompto. And he's the one I hate the most.
One more time.
Prompto. Yeah. He's terrible. He's the photographer.
Prompto.
And he keeps on being like, do you want to come and take photos with me? And I keep saying no and disappointing him and breaking his little heart. And it's funny to me. Anyway, so you're Noctis. In another kingdom is this woman who I think is going to be your wife. and your dad's like, you got to go on a road trip to meet your wife-to-be. So you and the boys get together in your car called the Regalia, and you got to drive across the country to meet your wife.
I will say, straight off the bat, you have remembered an awful lot of names, considering when you played Final Fantasy VII, again, a game that is considered by a lot of people as the best game of all time. Mm-hmm. You were like, I can't remember anyone's names because I just named them all Mr. Balls.
Well, if I had the opportunity to name Noctis Mr. Balls, he would be Mr. Balls. But unfortunately, yeah, they're already pre-named.
That is sad.
The game starts, I thought this was very funny. So the opening moment of the game is you and the lads.
Yeah,
and
the fellas.
The boys, the gang, and your car's run out of petrol.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got to push it.
Or gas for the Americans.
Yeah. And so you got to push it along the highway.
Yeah.
And
I remember this.
Have you played it? Oh, my God. You've met Prompto.
You got to push that car for a long time.
You got to push it for ages. And then the game starts playing Stand By Me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think you've earned that yet. I don't think you've earned that game. This is not like Stand By Me, just because there's four guys.
That's awesome, because that's two Final Fantasy games in a row where there's just like a random needle drop that's unearned.
It's so unearned. It's so funny.
Yoshi P was like, I've seen a movie. I can put this song in.
Yeah, this is like Stand By Me.
Well, because you get Stand By Me.
The thing is, I think you'll find the most important and kind of like notable part of Stand By Me is that there were four guys.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Does one like, of the that's guys it. Fade away?
No, not yet, but I haven't finished
that
it.
Guy.
Yeah, and they're not trying to find a dead body, they're trying to find his wife. So, look, I don't think it's at all like Stand By Me in any way. I guess he was.
But there are four guys.
There are four guys, which if somebody was like, describe Stand By Me to me, I'd be like, well, there's four guys.
Whoa, hang on, this podcast this week.
Oh, we're four Stand
guys.
By Me.
Four guys.
I'm the guy whose dad was in Vietnam.
I'm Brumpto.
I'm the guy who really wants to see the dead body.
Ah, awesome. I'm Chopper, the dog that eats balls. He doesn't eat balls, though. That's the point of that dog in the movie.
Sorry, what?
You don't remember Stand By Me? They go into the junkyard and they're scared of the dog Chopper in the junkyard because the story is that the junkyard man always says Chopper sick balls because he's trained his dog to eat balls.
Yeah.
But then when they're actually getting chased by the dog's harmless, but they're all scared for their balls.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That reminds me of a movie called John Wick Chapter 4 in cinemas now. There's a dog that eats balls in that.
Okay, inspired possibly by the dog in Stand By Me, even though he didn't really eat balls. Anyway, so the game has this very funny, like, Americana aesthetic.
Oh, which
rules when it's like an old Japanese man being like, come on down to my auto shop and I'll fix your car. And I'm like, that's incongruent. it's just like very strange to see. The driving mechanic I thought would be way more fun than it is. It's like,
you thought the driving of a JRPG was going
to
be the
fun bit. Every trailer or thing I'd seen of this game, I was like, oh, that's nice. At least you get to kind of drive around the car.
How
like
many trailers had you seen, and why are you watching trailers for Final Fantasy 15?
I'd seen, well, not trailers, but maybe clips online.
The car's such a huge part of it too. Like, and they've done nothing with it.
Oh, it's just so boring.
All they've thought about is just like, this is point A to point B.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, but can I have fun with it? No.
Yeah.
No,
the moment I got in the car, the moment we got petrol in it, I was like, I'm going to crash this car.
Yeah.
Of course. You can't crash the car. You can't drive it off the road. You can accelerate, U-turn, and brake. You can brake suddenly and everyone goes like flung forward. They get whiplash. Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny. But otherwise...
Does Prompto hate that?
Yeah, Prompto. No, Prompto, yeah. Prompto does hate that, actually. Yeah. Specifically, Prompto has a bad time with that. So that was kind of disappointing.
Say, oh, my camera!
Dude, the noises everyone makes in this game. All the time.
It's like full on JRPG.
It's really
like,
intense.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh.
Hmm. Every time you fuel up the car, because you gotta put petrol in it, right? Or gas.
Yeah.
What
do the UK call it? I don't know.
I feel like a thousand silly words for petrol went through our head right then, but
Bobby juice.
What, like a policeman? Yeah, Bobby juice.
I guess they all just ride the tube there. No one drives a car.
Yeah, that's true.
Drives a car.
Nobody drives a car. They're all on the tube.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what was this? Yeah, so when you fill up with petrol, it's a cutscene as well for some reason.
Yeah.
That goes on for a really long time. And also, there's a moment when you reload back into the game. So, like, after a cutscene finishes or after you've completed a quest or something, where all of the, like, the words in the screen that are, like, you know, quest complete, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't have control yet for, like, 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
So you just got to stand there and wait, and it's very annoying.
Stand by me.
Stand by me. Yeah, when you refuel, he goes, every time, and it's really infuriating.
I've played JRPGs with noises like that, and it never really stands out to me, but every single time you recreate them, I want to put you in jail.
Yeah, that's what they're terrible. That's how everyone laughs. No
that one's
laughs
all right.
Normal.
The laugh's all right. Yeah, that's all right. I'm okay with that one.
I don't think it's that. I don't think. Anyway, the bulk of the gameplay is... It just slipped out of me. Be nice. It's just fighting monsters, basically.
Yeah.
The combat is really simple, but pretty fun, I guess.
You're reviewing this game like you've never played a JRPG before, but you've played four this month.
Well, but to be fair, so I played Final Fantasy VII,
yep.
The original.
Yep.
That is a JRPG, but that's turn-based. This isn't.
Okay.
Then I played the Tactics one, Final Fantasy Tactics, which was not really like a JRPG.
Yeah, that's...
And then I played Chocobo GP, and then you played one.
So you know what? Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
I've actually never played a game like this.
Whoa!
It's first time for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Life's all about new experiences, dude.
You've lost your Final Fantasy 15-like virginity.
Yeah, exactly. The worst thing about this game, the absolute worst thing, is obviously, like I said, as part of the deal,
mm-hmm.
I play this for an hour every night, and I hate it every second of it, right?
Yep.
To the last half hour.
Oh, yeah.
The last half hour, literally last night, where I was like, oh, I'm going to use one of my many cusses that I've built up.
No,
it's clicked. Dude, I was loving it. For that last half hour, I was like, I'm in. Obviously, I don't care about the story. The Niflheim people of the Want a Crystal Ring, who cares? Everybody also calls them Nifs, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Feels
Final
bad.
Final Fantasy's always got stories like that, don't they? Like, you get to the end of FF10, and it's just like, oh, he's the son of a dead civilization's dream or some shit. And you're just like, why?
What is happening? Absolutely. They were like, oh, the country that your wife's in or whatever has been invaded because there was some peace treaty happening. Oh, it's not happening anymore. And I was like, oh, damn, I guess we'll go help in the war. And then a guy named, like, what was his name? Like, Scout or Sheriff? He was like, come into this tomb. This sword is a sword for kings. You're the king now. Find all the king swords. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever.
It's not that crazy when you're a prince to find out you're about to become a king.
No, but, that's fine. But I had to find magic swords that suck. They took my health when I fought with them. And a lot of the game is doing that.
Having the health sucked right out of you?
Yeah. You get a bunch of different weapons. Like I said, it's not turn-based, the combat, but there is obviously sort of like a lot, like a cooldown for a lot of your weapons that kind of makes it feel like there's a sort of a, like a turn-based sort of nature to it.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I enjoy it way more than I thought I would. The game, I don't know if this is true across the board for every edition of this game.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of jank to it.
Oh, yeah.
So I defeated a boss in, like, a fort area.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun. Not really.
Oh, okay.
We defeated this boss, and it was, like, this big mech. And we got him, and it was the end of a chapter as well.
Congratulations on finishing the chapter.
Thank you so much.
Does it come up chapter end?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah, classic.
Anyway, then there was this cutscene where we were, like, one of the guys was, like, well knocked. Looks like we got more work to do. And then we all, like, gathered together, held hands, but stood next to each other. One of us is in the car, and we started driving off into the distance. But clearly, at the same time, the game had loaded what that area is going to be like when I come back to it. So as this cutscene was happening, I was getting attacked by, like, mechs and soldiers. Guys were throwing axes at my head. Nobody was reacting to any of it. I was getting shot to shit. It was very funny. I was like, okay, game, sure. I'm on chapter 3. That's where I'm at. We just fought a big monster called Deadeye because Prompto.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to ride chocobos. Yeah, of course it's Prompto.
Classic Prompto.
It's classic Prompto.
I would have thought Ignoramus or whatever was the one getting into the trouble.
No, Ignis. So there's you. You're Noctis. You're boring. Yeah. You got no personality.
You're just a prince.
There's Prompto.
I just can't wait to be king.
Exactly. You're sort of the Simba of the group.
Yeah.
Prompto is kind of like
the Timon.
No.
The Pumbaa?
No, he's not really an analog.
An analog?
In The Lion King, yeah.
Analogy?
No, an analog.
No, an analog.
An analog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Please continue.
I assume these are like tropes within JRPGs that I've just never encountered, but the guys that I'm with, Prompto is like the annoying, he's an adult, but he acts like a child.
Yeah.
He's like, this was a genuine conversation the guys had in the car. I don't know what the hell they were talking about. They were like, he's like, oh, we got to go see the chocobos. And one of them was like, huh, that's a funny vice. And the other one was like, there's worse vices out there. What?
Yeah.
Is he like saying riding a chocobo is like smoking a cigarette?
Yeah, it is. In many ways, smoking a cigarette and riding a chocobo are the same.
Okay.
I've always found that, like, you know, anytime I've wanted to ride a chocobo, I've decided, like, ultimately, hey, that's not good for me. And I just smoke some crack instead.
That's a really good idea. No thank you for the crack, sir. All right. No, sorry. Yeah. No thank you for the chocobo. I'll smoke some crack.
Winners don't ride chocobos.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
They smoke crack.
They smoke crack. Winners smoke crack.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what comes up.
Performance enhancing.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. At some point, the game clicked. It was a really horrible moment for me where I was like, I'm having fun and I don't want this to stop. My hour's up, but I'm still going to keep playing because I think it's kind of like you were saying with Final Fantasy Origins, whatever it was.
Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origins.
Yeah. That the basic gameplay. Yeah, exactly, Ruby. What a name.
I don't know what that is.
It's Ruby. It's the game where the main guy wants to kill Chaos, and he also listens to Limp Bizkit, and it's a Final Fantasy game.
You know this game.
You know this game. It was all over the internet because there's a scene where you get a huge lore dump, and then your character's like, "Bullshit," and then puts in AirPods. Again,
Ruby will not know it. It doesn't have a fluffy cow in it.
Was this recent?
Last year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Okay, yeah, no, I do. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I like the last year is the thing that made it click for you.
Got you over the line.
No, because I was like, Limp Bizkit? Was this like in the Limp Bizkit era? Or was this like recently? Well,
we're living in the Limp Bizkit era.
The main character lives in the Limp Bizkit era.
Yeah, right.
Last year is in the... Limp Bizkit put out an album. I think it's called Still Sucks.
No, that's classic. That's funny, Limp Bizkit.
Bad Vibes is the single from that album.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I've never been a Limp Bizkit guy. I don't know why I know that stuff.
No judgment.
There should be.
Yeah, anyway, I was explaining the guys. So Prompto's like a little kid. He's annoying.
Yeah.
Ignis, I think, is like the cool one. He's always shirtless, showing off his abs, and he talks like this.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one, whose name I can't recall, he's British, and he cooks us dinner.
Is he the one that wears the glasses?
Yeah, exactly. And he's like...
chaps, what's for dinner?
No, he's got an even more annoying British accent. It'll be like,
do
you'll
you
be like,
"Do you want any fish fingers?"
I wish he sounded like a fishwife. That would be awesome. Who's hungry for cod? Prompto, we gotta get you to your wife. I wish that's what he sounded like. Instead, he's like, pulling over will be a waste of time.
Oh,
yeah, that's what he's. Oh, he sucks, and all the time. He keeps getting ideas for new recipes. You'll be in the middle of fighting a dragon, and he'll be like, that gives me an idea for a new recipe.
We need to go grocery shopping.
That's what he's like. He's very annoying. They're all very annoying.
I'm going to assume his name's like Roger or something.
Do
you want me to find out?
Yeah, find out the names. He might be Igneous, and the other guy might have a different name. I forget. Anyway, Prompto's the worst.
Igneous was the big guy, wasn't he? The muscle guy?
Okay, so that's Igneous. What was the name? Do you remember the name of the cook?
I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah.
They all had an expansion of their own.
Oh, they did? Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was DLC, and they all had their own X-Pack.
Promptos must have been bad. Ignis?
It might be Ignis, because there's Noctis, who's the main guy.
Yeah.
Gladiolus.
Gladiolus is big boy.
Who's the big boy.
Okay.
Ignis is the nerd, and Prompto is the little baby boy.
Yeah, okay. Those are that's the fellas. We arrived at a city recently and met some girl that was trying to date me. I don't know what that was about. She was just some lady. I think she might have been Ignis's sister. I had no time for her. I rolled around the city heaps, though, to get away from her. Because she was like, let's go on a tour of the city. And I was like, yeah. And then I just rolled to every quest point I needed to
Ocarina
hit.
Ocarina of Time style.
Yeah, I was like, huh. And then when I met up with everybody else, I realized that Noctis. I'm just like filthy because I've just been rolling around the city. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. Anyway. I'm having a shockingly good time with it. What I hate is the idea that it's like I've played Final Fantasy for 5 weeks and it's just finally all settled in and clicked for me and I get it.
That's all right. Next week you can play Big Fat Tits 3 for Steam if you want.
I'm thinking right now about I wouldn't mind getting home playing some Final Fantasy 15. This doing Final Marchesy has ruined me. It's poisoned me against everything I believe in.
You could go home and play it again if you want.
I might.
There's no rules against it.
Oh, man. Killing me. Anyway,
Square Enix wins again.
Freaking Square Enix got me one more time.
So how many thumbs for?
Like four.
Four thumbs?
Yeah.
You liked it?
God!
I did. I hate everyone in it, and I hate the story, and I don't care about Niflheim or whatever.
You gave Final Fantasy VII 2.
Yeah, I know.
Four thumbs for like 30 solid minutes is a pretty good return on investment.
Four thumbs, dude. I had a really good time. Even when
ending has got to be amazing.
Imagine I played tonight and it was wrong. It hadn't clicked with me, but I've already given it four thumbs. But even there was a point where we ran out of petrol again because I'd refused to refuel because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And we had to push the car to the next petrol station and I was like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Dude, four thumbs.
Four thumbs. That's huge.
Sickening stuff. Wow. Final Marchesy has wrecked me as a guy.
Now, Jackson.
Yeah.
I was going to save this for a little bit later, but I am very thirsty.
And
it's been sitting in front of me, tempting me this whole time.
Mm.
And unfortunately, because this recording is split over two states, it's only me and you that will be able to enjoy
this. That
is true.
That is tragic. I'm so sorry, Ruby David. Yeah.
But
don't be. Don't be sorry.
You should be sorry.
Yeah,
it's the only
are.
Thing I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, we are very, very sorry. Yeah. And hopefully this unofficial sponsorship, because we're unofficially sponsored by this product.
Yeah, absolutely. That is true.
Will result in an official sponsorship in the future, in which case then we can dish out.
Well, it's much easier to go from unofficial sponsorship to official sponsorship than from nothing to official sponsorship.
May I ask, have you tried the product before?
No, this is going to be it's an honest review, which is the exact type of thing the sponsorships would be looking for.
Yeah, they want honesty in their reviews.
So we haven't even revealed what the product is yet.
I know, it's very exciting.
So this is a product that currently very hard to acquire.
Yeah.
Which is why they need to advertise it more, especially through thumb cramps.
Yes,
so that's
yes,
why we're
yes,
stepping
yes.
up to the plate.
Big time.
Currently on Amazon Australia, it's $30 per bottle.
Okay, wow.
Which is significantly more than I acquired them for.
Yeah. Could you put a price point on how much you spent on these?
I believe it was $3 a bottle.
Okay.
I also believe that maybe I didn't pay for both of them.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're talking $3 and high risk to get these drinks. Interesting. Okay.
I am a gamer.
Did you, swiping or swiping?
Yeah. Was there a sort of swiper situation happening here?
There was a little bit of a, self-serve checkout situation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect way to get them.
I think knowing what the product is, because, I'm like an insider source when it comes to this situation. I think it's good that you didn't pay for it for a myriad of reasons.
Yes.
It's also worth noting that as of today, it's banned in most Australian schools.
That's awesome.
The drink, of course, we are talking about today is Logan Paul and KSI's Prime.
Yeah, that's true. We have both Tropical Punch flavor.
And Blue Raspberry.
Yeah. It claims to be full of electrolytes. It's got 10% coconut water. That's exciting stuff.
And obviously on the bottle, and it's its famous slogan, so we should all know it by heart. But just in case, Prime was developed to fill the void where great taste meets function, with bold, thirst-quenching flavors to help you refresh, replenish, and refuel. Prime is the perfect boost for every endeavor. We're confident you'll love it as much as we do. Humbly, the Prime team.
There was a void there that they needed to fill.
That's such a strange way to talk about a liquid.
Yeah.
Also, doesn't it have like five or ten times more energy than like a Red Bull or something.
Oh,
like
really?
That.
I hope so.
That's exciting.
That'll make the okay. So not suitable for children under 15 years of age, pregnant or lactating women should only be used what? Under medical or dietetic supervision.
What?
We probably should have called the doctor.
All right.
No, we're happy to say.
I find it pretty funny that like it's you know not suitable for kids under 15, but like without being like oh that guy like. Realistically, KSI and Logan Paul's main fans are teenagers.
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
Teenagers to young kids.
It actually says it's not appropriate for children under 15, and if you drink it, you'll become too awesome. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. All right, yeah.
Shall we
you're
try?
Gonna get, you're going to get too lit if you drink
Let's give it a sip.
Yeah.
I'm going to dial 00, yeah. And then one of you collapses, I'll dial 00
That's
again.
A good idea. Have
so Jackson, you go, whoa, they smell so
oh,
weird.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even put my near
Why
my nose.
Why does it smell like that? It smells like fake cherry.
The best way to describe it is, so usually when you open a liquid of any variety, it doesn't immediately fill the room with a smell. But you know how like when you uncork red wine or something, you get yeah. the smell? That happened. It was like the same distance away, and I was like, whoa.
This legitimately smells like poison.
I think that legally you should be allowed to put the name of a fruit in like a flavor.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have any type of fruit. Extract,
well, mine's called tropical.
I feel like that doesn't.
Mine's tropical punch, so they haven't mentioned a fruit.
Yeah.
Technically.
They kind of get away with it there.
Smell mine.
Whoa. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like Dr. Pepper, but cherry. But also, like, medicine-y and not, like...
I'm going to give it a sip.
Yeah, go on. You go first.
Oh, no. Imagine a drink what? That's somehow too sweet and too salty at the same time.
Oh, salty's bad.
Oh, and the aftertaste is really bad.
I'm so scared to have mine. I should have gone first.
Hey! That sucks. That's a bad drink.
Lucky I got that one for free. Thank you to the unofficial sponsors.
Yeah, thanks.
Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Named after Metroid Prime, I'm hearing.
This is completely coated my mouth.
Mm.
Ew.
And it's oily, no.
Okay. Mm. This one isn't too bad.
Okay. Well, hey, that's good.
It kind of tastes like blue Powerade, except there's like a weird, very fake raspberry aftertaste.
Yeah, mine... Well, mine kind of tastes like, what's that? What arsenic a bit.
It's got like a salty aftertaste yeah. sensation, though.
Wow. Okay. How many thumbs?
Look.
Yeah.
This is bold, considering my life experience. It's kind of like cummy.
Okay. No. Hold on. Explain yourself.
Yeah.
It's yeah, it like coats your yeah, it's
it's cum-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. So you,
notes of jeers.
Yeah.
It's giving like cum.
Yeah, it's giving cum,
I would say. Wow. I just thought it would taste like power like
is it
power.
Kind of milky?
No, it's not milky.
It's oily,
just,
sort of.
Yeah.
Oily.
It's a bit oily. A little oily.
It's got like that it almost has, like, the same sensation. I know that this is milky, but you know how, like, when you have a Yakult, how it, like, coats your mouth?
Mm.
It's got that sensation, but it starts like a Powerade.
Yeah.
Or a Gatorade.
Whatever you prefer.
Anyway, five thumbs.
Yeah, five thumbs.
Sponsor us next week,
Sponsor
please.
Sponsor us, please, Prime.
And
sorry we said your drink tastes like cum.
No, it's...
Hey, you
it's,
didn't say it tastes like
no,
cum.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
It felt like cum in the mouth.
Yeah.
I wish cum tasted like that. Tell you what. Do I? Do
you I mean?
I don't.
You sure?
It's a hard choice.
Yeah, I still can't get over how strong of a smell
it's
it
really
has.
Intense. It's
Look,
really intense.
To distract us from the fact yeah. that our studio now smells like poison. let's talk about the game I've been playing this week.
Okay.
And it's a game that, look, I'm happy to say, and especially on the back of what I just said,
yeah,
it's full on sucking me off.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Amen.
It's a game I've been excited for a really long time because it is a remake of one of my favorite video games of all time,
mm-hmm.
and that's Resident Evil 4 for the PS5.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Or Resident Evil 4 Remake, I guess. Mm. Yeah, look, what is there to say? It's the same game, but a bit different and rocks.
Five thumbs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Easy five thumbs. I've been playing it for about 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's significantly harder than the original.
Okay.
Which is a bold call, because Resident Evil 4 is not, like, the easiest of games.
Yeah, yeah.
They've made pretty much any group combat encounter way more stressful. They've added new modern game mechanics, so, like, you can do stealth kills, and there's, like, a parry button now.
Oh, yeah.
But the parry's very precise, and your knife, which in the original game doesn't break, can break in this.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, and you can pick up weaker knives, so you've always got knives in your inventory, but it still has the same inventory system, which means that anytime you pick anything up, you gotta make room for that.
Oh, that's good. I'm very jealous that you got to play Resident Evil 4 and I had to play Final Fantasy 15.
Well, I don't know why you're so jealous. You love Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You loved it. Yeah. You gave it 4 thumbs.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
We're just one thumb away from what I'm giving this. It's really distracting to talk with this sensation in my mouth.
Yeah, it's very strange.
What is the secret to Prime?
What do they put in Prime to make it oily?
Hang on, I'll try if I can wash it down with some more Prime.
That's a really bold move, dude. You're drinking so much of it.
Why are you still drinking it?
Stop it.
I just had a bad taste in my mouth, Ruby, and I just tried to wash it down with some Prime, the unofficial sponsors of today's episode.
What was the taste that you had in your mouth? Was it Prime?
Yeah. Well, it was the other taste of Prime.
The bad taste that you had in your mouth was Prime, and you were just trying to wash it down more Prime.
But I will say, with the blue one, the actual taste of it's fine. It's just the aftertaste is bad. So if I keep drinking it, I'm all good. Gucci.
How do you think it would take if you? How do you think it would taste if you like put them together?
That's a really good question.
I think it would taste awesome. I think that if the blue being pretty good would counterbalance the red being awful.
I am. Oh, look. Yeah. All right. Let's try the tropical punch.
Give it a go. It's it's really.
And then I'll get back to Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
It stinks.
Yeah. It's really. It's this one smells really bad.
What? What have they done?
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Oh no.
Yeah. Why does it taste like that? Why?
The aftertaste of this one's way better than the blue one.
That's crazy.
Because this just has like a weird cherry aftertaste.
Wait, it took a bit to hit me, so maybe it's coming. Stop going back for more!
Anyway, back to Resident Evil 4 now that I'm fully hydrated yet again.
Thank God.
That's a weird drink. so they've changed things to make it a far more modern game and I guess address some of the controversies of the original one.
Yeah.
It is significantly less horny and significantly less male-gazy.
Oh, that's good.
Ashley's no longer wearing a skirt that you can see up during cutscenes.
Can I just say Final Fantasy 15? Wow.
Hasn't learned that lesson.
No! The lady that fixes your car is basically norks out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a wazza-wazza. Can I just say?
Was that the moment the game clicked for you?
Yeah, I saw her. I was like, oh, okay.
No, I get it. I'm on the same wavelength now. Look, I would be lying if I said that the original, like, when I played the original, it was something that stood out to me or bothered me. Like, sometimes video games are just weirdly horny.
Yeah.
But I could absolutely understand why they have taken it out or kind of fixed it, especially in 2023.
Yeah.
They've also changed some of the dialogue, because in the original game, when Lewis meets Ashley, he's like, whoa, senorita! Leon, you never told me the president equipped her with such huge bazookas.
Oh my god.
And Leon's like, and Ashley's like, I've got a name and I hate you.
Mm. Wearing Fair this, enough.
He's like, basically like, you're hot, and she's like, shut up. Yeah, there is like, every big set piece in the game is way more stressful than the remake. They do stuff like the Chainsaw Man that is so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right from the start of the game now.
Oh, that is scary.
And, like, you just do not have the weapons equipped to take on the village fight at the very start of the game, so immediately you're, like, back against the wall. It's just, yeah. It
Hell
does, like,
yeah.
stuff in Resident Evil that I really like that 4 doesn't, like, it has more survival horror-y stuff.
Yeah.
From the other games than the original Resident Evil 4. Has, so it's nice that they've kind of meshed them together. It does occasionally stop me dead in my tracks because I will be playing it like a normal Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden be like, huh, I've died 5 times in a row.
Maybe I need to rethink what I'm doing or whatever.
Look, it's a really, really, really good remake. I can understand why everyone was really excited for it, and I can understand all the good reviews it's getting.
Yeah, I'm very jealous.
I'm adding to it. So when you go to Metacritic and you see thumb cramps.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, that's actually 5 thumbs.
We are on Metacritic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For every game, yeah.
So yeah, 5 thumbs for Resident Evil 4.
Hell yes.
Great game, yeah, I'm about halfway through. I'm starting to die pretty frequently, which means that I need to get good.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time.
Mm. Have you tried not dying?
Yeah. Great question. A lot of gamers will try dying first, heaps, before trying not dying.
Yeah, so. Actually, guys,
I think it's really strange.
Yeah, it's a weird decision.
I gotta get home and try that, actually.
I think that's true, man.
Yeah. Well, Ruby, since you're so good at dishing out advice, what game have you been playing this week?
My advice is to play the game that I've been playing this
week.
That game is called Little Misfortune. It is a game from Kill Monday Games, and you play a little girl called Miss Fortune, and she has a funny little voice.
Oh, yeah.
Can we
get an impression?
Yeah.
She talks a little bit like this.
Whoa, that is a funny little voice.
That's a great impression.
And she's like, I'm just a little lady. And
that's
I'm
great.
Like, I love her.
Ruby, have you heard Dusha do an impression of Patrick Starr?
What? I was like, I've never done an impression of Patrick Starr.
You did it literally last Thumb Cramps, and it blew my mind.
I want to hear it.
It's not good.
It's so good. I'm hyping it up.
Do it.
Listening back to it, I was like, because basically, for context, for anyone who didn't listen last week.
Yeah.
Our guest last week, Adam, claimed that no one can ever do a Patrick Starr.
You just busted it out.
Wasn't thinking, and then tried it, and now I am so scared.
Now you're on this spot. It's good. The best impressions are done under immense amount of pressure.
Oh, hey, SpongeBob.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You tell him that's crazy good.
That's really good.
It's insane. He does it incredible. Nobody does a good Patrick Starr. Douche is out here nailing it.
Can you do a SpongeBob?
That's really good.
That's Peter Griffin.
No, Peter Griffin's more like, SpongeBob's like,
Hey, can we get Peter Griffin again? Quagmire?
It's like nailing the Homer Simpson voice. No one can do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it's like. Anyway, it was impressive. Sorry, go on, Ruby.
No, that is impressive. It's very... I was about to be like, oh, haha, very funny, but like that actually is...
Yeah, it's impressive.
Guys, alarming. Stop it. I'm blushing and contacting Hollywood and seeing if I can play Patrick Starr in a live-action film.
I think you could. I think you get away with it. But yeah, Little Miss Fortune, you play Miss Fortune, and you could hear, like, the narrator of the story. Mm-hmm. And the narrator is pretty much like, you know, why don't we go on a little adventure? You need to get to this party. And Little Miss Fortune's like, okay, I'll go to the little party. She's really cute, and she has like glitter that she like throws at things to make it all pretty and make things great. But it's a very dark game.
Oh yeah.
Where bad things almost happen to her.
Yeah, I was wondering when that was going to come into play because Misfortune.
Yeah, I think I've seen some clips of this. It looks it's very funny. Like the
It is really funny, and like she's in love with a fox who she saw sifting through her trash, and she's like written in her diary about how much she's in love with the fox. Who I think she called Sebastian.
Yeah.
Turns out that I don't want to give anything away though.
That's okay.
It's like a point-and-click adventure I've been getting more and more into point-and-click adventures recently. Like, after I played Dropsy on Switch, I was like, oh, man, these point-and-clickers, they
you got the bug.
Very good, very funny. I got the bug. I got the PNC bug.
Oh, yeah. got the fever.
And
penis and cock.
I've got the penis and cock fever. That's all
right. Yeah, nice.
I just can't stop playing penis and cocks, you know? Like a trumpet.
You happy with that?
Anyway.
You happy with that?
Yeah. I get paid for this podcast.
You do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've never been paid for a single appearance.
Yeah, that is
really,
true.
We should sort
really
something
shocking.
Up.
Do like now.
Yeah. You can just like send me like $3 to $4.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can scrounge that up.
We'll post your PayPal on the Thumb Cramps Twitter account and encourage fans.
Yeah. Might beam it.
Yeah, good idea.
Anyway, Little Miss Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, you got this little girl and like she kind of sees life through rose-colored glasses. And it's very sweet, very funny, but the world around her is very horrible, very yucky. Like it, like, as you go through the game, you keep seeing all these, like, lost children posters.
Oh, yeah.
And each one is, like, a different kid, and then you're seeing more and more of them around, all the while you're this little girl who's following a strange voice who she's never heard before and who's telling her to, you know, keep going to get to this party and get to the eternal happiness. And she's got, like, a hard life at home. Like, her dad is a meanie. A meanie.
It sounds like there was a word you really...
I stopped myself.
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, me too.
Never done that before.
Yeah. You've come a long way, especially compared to Jackson, who's still bad.
I'm going backward.
Yeah, exactly. And I just don't want to give Jackson the satisfaction.
Yeah, that's fair. I get it.
You know, it is a rule. Like if David, if just in case you didn't know,
true.
If I say fuck or cunt, then Jackson gets to say fuck or cunt.
Yeah,
it's
I get to.
It's like a system.
Yeah. Yeah, if Ruby says, like, if you said, like, hey, you're a then I could later on say, like, this is fucked or whatever, because I just, like, I'd have them in the tank, you know.
Yeah.
It's allowed when you're explaining it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's context.
It's for the context, because otherwise we'd be saying, David, when Ruby says, and David would be like, what words are they? So we have to say,
I know what they are.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, we have to say,
Yeah, so that
you both, is everyone real happy with yourselves? Between our unofficial sponsor of Prime, drink that's banned from schools, and this filthy language, the school boards of Australia, the world, in fact, are going to get in contact.
Can you remind me what games Ruby's getting into? What PNC stands for again?
It stands for penis and cock games.
Yeah.
But does
it now?
That's part of sexual education, which is taught in schools.
Yeah, okay.
Much like how sock jobs, blow jobs... I tried to think of a third one to say blowjob, just nothing came.
Yeah. Hey, look, we can hit the educational threshold of who want. Hey, kids, what's 2 and 2? 5. Anyway,
there you go. Perfect.
So,
nailed it.
It's educational.
Little Miss Fortune, really, really cute. Really, honestly, kind of sad, but I really liked it. Like, it was a fun little adventure. If you're looking for, if you're looking to waste smooth 3 hours.
Hell yeah.
It is, it's neat. I really liked it. I really, really
liked
it.
Was this a PC game? Did you play it on PC?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick.
How many thumbs?
Yeah. I give it 4 thumbs.
Four thumbs. Same as Final Fantasy XV.
Just as good as Final Fantasy XV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great story. Really well executed. Incredibly sad, but fantastic.
Hell yeah.
Incredibly Jeffing sad.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. That could be the sound.
Wow.
That's good.
That's a great noise.
Yeah. That's a twitch alert right there. Yeah.
It sounded heaps like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, it did.
Good stuff.
Use any of those. Yeah. Even. They were
all three
really
layered,
good.
If you wanted.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, like, well, that's okay. Now we've got 3 sensor noises.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
That's easy. Sorted. And speaking of easy and sorted, David, what are you playing this week?
Oh, my gosh. I am playing a little game called Dredge. Which is by a studio from New Zealand called Black Salt Games. It's a mystery adventure game about playing fishermen. I had this problem when we were recording our own podcast earlier today when I was talking about
Kotaku Australia podcast. You can listen to it. New episodes every Friday. They come out at midday Australian time. Our podcast comes out at midnight Australian time on Friday. You can listen to both the Kotaku podcast and Thumb Cramps in the same day. If you live in Australia, if it's anywhere else in the world, there are on different days. But anyway, subscribe to both.
Thank you for the plug. You're better at, like, promoting our show than we are.
I know what's going
on. Yeah, we're like,
listen if you want. I don't know.
It's available on all podcast platforms, but there's also a video version available on YouTube. You just need to type in Kotaku Australia
there
podcast.
There you go. There
I will send you $3 to $4 for that.
Yeah. We'll carve off some budget.
Yeah.
Dredge, yeah. What's the best way to describe this? It's like a single-player adventure game where you play a fisherman on a tiny little boat in a pretty big world. It's a game that's mostly about the crushing loneliness of being out on the open water and only really having your own mind for company.
Oh, yeah.
It's a game that sort of starts you in a small town called Greater Marrow. Your boat gets smashed against some rocks. They replace your boat give you a new one with a proviso like Tom Nook that you're going to take on a loan, right? And to pay off the loan, you're going to go out into the bay, start fishing, and bring the fish back to a fishmonger in the town, sell them, make some money, pay off the boat. Once you've done that, you can start upgrading this little boat, and that's when the game sort of properly kicks off. You start moving between the islands in this little archipelago.
Oh, yeah.
Meeting different people, hearing different stories. And what you start to learn very, very quickly is that there are some stories that should just, that have been buried and should remain so, but you keep bumbling into them and digging them up.
Spooky.
Yeah. Well, that actually, it is very spooky.
David, you wouldn't have heard this story yet, but speaking of stories that should stay buried.
Yeah.
Jackson, you've recently told this story, and it's come up a lot recently, and I think maybe this should be a story that stays buried.
Oh, okay.
Your Wario Land 3 story.
This has come up heaps. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, David, I know that you may not have heard this story before, but Jackson recently appeared on Gamey Gamey Game.
Yeah.
Which is a YouTube series. You can check it out. Jackson was a guest.
It's also a podcast. If you want to subscribe to that, yeah.
Jackson popped up as a guest and told the story about he was playing Wario Land 3 on the Game Boy Color?
Yeah. No, well, I was actually playing it on an emulator.
Oh, yeah. So, sitting at a computer. That makes this way worse for some reason.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
The game's quite difficult. And Jackson kept dying over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, Wario kept getting knocked back to the start of the level because Wario doesn't die.
Yeah, he doesn't die. He just falls down. Yeah.
And Jackson experienced such intense frustration from the constant failure.
Yeah.
In a level where you're trying to jump on clouds or something?
Yeah. So they were like, it was like a vertical level. You had to jump on clouds to get higher and higher. But obviously the clouds would keep disappearing. Like, you
fell to the bottom.
And you would fall to the bottom and have to do it again.
And Jackson, you got so frustrated that what experience?
It became sexual somehow. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to my body. I don't know what that means. Yeah, it became sexual. Huh? I don't know.
Yeah.
It got so, what? You know, the feeling of arousal? If you're aware of that,
like,
one.
Yeah, but like, hold on. Like, yeah. I'm going to be frank with you.
Please.
Like, I'm going to be very straightforward.
I need.
Did you get a stiffy?
No stiffy. No boner.
Okay.
Mm.
No
stiffy.
Okay.
No boner.
Yeah, I will and this is another story that's usually hand-in-hand with the Wario Land 3 story. Jackson did, however, once have a wet dream about pushing a wheelie bin through a desert.
That is true. Yeah, well, you knew that. Yeah, that's a classic.
So that was Maximum Bono.
That was Maximum Bono.
Big Bono time.
Big Bon. Big Bon. Wario Land 3 was Little Bon. Little to no Bon.
Just sort of like a semi?
No, just like a rush of arousal.
Oh, you just had a thought.
No, it wasn't even a thought. It wasn't even just like all of a sudden there was a sort of like a mild sensation, and I was like, that's curious. And I stopped playing Wario Land 3 for a little while.
You can be horny without a boner, Ruby.
Yeah, you can be horny without a boner.
Okay, I
do it all the time.
I don't have a cock or penis, all
right? Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. I just assume that, like, if you think about, like, I don't know, like a boob or maybe like.
Oh, no, I mean, yes, that obviously is the case. And that it's dangerous to bring that up while we're recording.
Yeah, if I think about a boob,
I'm so sorry. But like, I just assume that it's like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
I assume that like when it makes a noise and it's like.
No, you know. no such luck.
No,
all right.
But no, yeah.
Oh, it does sometimes make a noise that goes boing.
Yeah. If you're a costume wolf,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
I knew that.
I actually played Dredge at PAX, David, and it was I had a great time with it. It was such a fun. It has such a cool atmosphere for.
Yeah.
When I played it, we were talking about this beforehand. I sold my engine pretty early on. And then I got stuck out at sea. I was just really slow. I didn't know why.
Yeah.
But I like that. You know what? I really liked that the game let me do that.
Yeah. And
I think that's great.
So we did do this at PAX. So you played it at PAX where I was standing behind you watching you play.
Yeah.
And I saw as the person who was running the booth was watching you play and then came up and tapped you on the shoulder and was like, hey, man, the boat's going really slow because you sold your engine. And you were like, oh,
I see. And then I had to, the thing as well is I had to buy my engine back.
Yeah.
So it was tricky. Has that ever happened to you, David?
Ever sold your engine?
Yeah. I did sell it and then realized, like, wait, no, I need to put that back on.
Because
the way it puts pressure on you is that it gives you a little inventory inside the ship, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like the Resident Evil locker.
Yeah.
And you've got to slot everything into a grid and make it all fit. So I was just like, what's that? Get that out of there.
I don't need this rubbish.
And now the boat doesn't move. And, oh, okay, I'll go and put that back and sacrifice that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you did notice, though, before you set out sailing or you tried to move and you're like, oh, okay, I know what I've done here. Because Jackson ended up in open water.
Yeah, I was in open water and the sun was setting and I was trying to make my boat go with a fish, basically.
Well, this is the thing. You can't be out there once the sun sets,
right? Yeah,
it's
dangerous. Because
it's all about, like, there's a clock that's constantly ticking. You've got, like, only the day to move about, and every time you move the boat or are fishing or dredging, the clock moves.
Yeah.
If you're stationary, it doesn't, but if you are moving, it does. And if it gets to about 9 o'clock at night, your character starts getting really exhausted and then the mind starts to go and it gets weird after about 9 o'clock at night and you need to get back to port and, like, sort out the rest of your day. Brilliant game. I am having so much fun with it. I genuinely think it's a Game of the Year contender. I'm already putting it on my list. I think it's that good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I've only got a couple of more missions I need to knock off and then I've 100%ed it.
Whoa, 100%.
That rules.
Yeah, I'm going to get that platinum trophy. I want it. Yes. I don't do that very often, but on this one, I really want it.
I've only platinumed one video game, and I'm not even sure if I loved it. It just happened.
What game?
Spider-Man.
That's a bad game.
That's easy enough to do, man. Yeah. The game, you can just, that's just, you can, it's Moorish. You can just keep eating that
one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Both of them, actually.
That's crazy.
Platinum's Miles Morales, too.
Mm. Wow. Damn.
But if you ask me if I love the games, I'd say I liked them.
Yeah, they were plenty fine.
I'll play the next one.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever platinumed a game, and the one time where I thought I might have, I actually was only at 53%, and that was Ghostwire Tokyo.
Yeah.
A game I loved.
So a perfect game, of the year is 10 thumbs here at Thumb Cramps. Would you say this is a 10-thumb game, David?
Well, I don't know if it's a 10-thumb game.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a 10-thumb game.
So this is also the grading system of Thumb Cramps. Mm. So max score is at 5 thumbs, obviously, if it's a perfect game. 10 thumbs if it's your game of the year, but your game of the year can change.
Yes, that's true. That's important.
It could currently be your game of the year, 10 thumbs, and then next week you play, I don't know, the Super Mario Sunshine port available on the Nintendo Switch. You're like, actually, this is my
the game of
Shut
the
up.
Year. Yeah.
I love that game so much.
It's nice. Mario has a water gun.
Mario's on holiday, but his holiday's getting freaking wrecked, dude.
Great game.
Yeah.
That package they did with, like, the three 3D Mario games in it a little while back, like 64 Sunshine.
Yeah.
That Sunshine port was a bit... I remember it being better.
Yeah.
They added GameCube controller support, so that's good.
That's good in your book.
Yeah. You can't buy that game anymore. That's funny.
That is funny.
They were like, we're doing this.
For a bit.
And then everyone was like, that's a bad idea. And they were like, we don't hear you.
Nintendo, Is it a bad idea that we do that? Counting their money.
Yeah, is it? Oh, yeah, we're rich as hell.
Yeah.
Mr. Nintendo's rich as the Dickens.
There are still probably, like, copies of it out in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
probably. You can definitely find it still. It's just, it's funny.
I think I was still working at JB Hi-Fi when they, you know, quote unquote, stopped selling it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we still had heaps of copies, so we just sold it.
There you go.
So if you're looking to play Super Mario Sunshine on the Nintendo Switch because you hear it could be a game of the year because I mentioned it, and you've been having a great time with Dredge this week, but
you want to see what else is out there.
Yeah, you can pick up Super Mario Sunshine. Yeah. You probably just need to head to your local EB Games or JB Hi-Fi retailers.
Yeah.
Maybe if you live in the UK, head to Sex.
Yeah, or GameStop if you live
in the
US.
GameStop in the US.
Sorry, David, how many thumbs did you give Dredge?
I'm going to give it... Well, if 5's the max score, but it's not a game of the year, then I'm probably going to give it a 5.
Fair enough.
5 thumbs. It is a game of the year. Yeah. I don't know if it's the game of the year just yet, but it is on the list.
I'm going to make a new ruling. If it's a game of the year, but not the game of the year, 7 thumbs.
Okay. All right. That's good. It's good to introduce
that
now.
So would you say it's 7 thumbs, David?
Yeah. Does that make sense? Does that work?
We can take it up to a 7.
All right.
You know, seven, that's appropriate because 7 is the score you give it when you can't think of another score to give it.
There you go. 7 thumbs.
7 thumbs. I'd like to change my Resident Evil 4 rating to 7 thumbs also because I think it's one of my games of the year.
But
might
not
be
game
of the
year. So
yeah.
7 thumbs.
It's on the list. It'll be in contention at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my Little Misfortune to 5.
Okay.
Yep. Perfect.
Because now that I'm realizing it's out of 10.
Well, it's actually, it is out of 5.
It's out of 5. It's just that you can't get 7 or 10.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go with maybe like a 6.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. I think 6 out of 5 thumbs.
6 out of 5 thumbs. Yeah, so not quite your game of the year, but not your game of the year.
but still better than perfect.
Better than perfect. Yeah, yeah.
It's that old Facebook meme of a dude being like, it's a 6 out of 8. I really like it.
So 5 thumbs is a perfect game. 7 thumbs is it's our game of the year, but not the game of the year.
10 thumbs is the game of the year. 6 thumbs is not quite a game of the year, but the game of the year. Okay, that's what we said.
Our rating system is very, very, very straightforward.
Someone put a chart together and throw that up on Twitter.
We have listeners that have put together a graph of every episode and what thumb scores we've given. We occasionally break it by saying, like, oh, it's hey, this is the last episode of the year 2021, so we're giving 2021 thumbs to these games.
And they're like, well, the average is off.
It was
someone
a
out there with a Charlie Day board just like,
it was a listener that figured out that I had said the most swears out of everyone.
And
right?
I'm happy to report, Ruby, based on your recent appearances, I do not think that's changed.
Yeah, you're gonna retain
you bet.
The championship.
I'm staying on top. I'm keeping that crown.
Levin's a frequent guest. Mm. He's the only one who comes close.
Yeah, but you come for the king, you better not miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna fight him to the death one day.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's true.
I love that man.
Yeah,
I love that man. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
No, I will fight him to the death.
You will kill him in this
live show at Pax Ruby Fights.
Yeah.
Sydney Breed's game is different.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. Jackson, is there someone at the door?
Hang on. Come in. Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads.
Mr. Ads, welcome. Thank you, first of all, for organizing the unofficial sponsorship.
Anytime. How did they taste?
Really good.
Sort of like cum. Gee whiz, that's not what I expected.
It doesn't taste like cum. It just coats your mouth with the sensation that is reminiscent of the consistency of
cum. Oh, that's not
cum.
So bad.
Yeah, they are salty, though.
Yeah, they are salty. That's true, yeah. Mr. Ads.
It's so great to see you. I have some bad news about Mr. Ads 2.
Oh, no! What's happening to Mr. Ads 2?
He's, like, permanently dead and will never be brought up.
Oh,
in
my God!
Episodes.
I'm just
so sorry.
Rest in peace, Mr. Ads 2.
I was just telling my wife last night, Mrs. Ads, that we should have Mr. Ads 2 and maybe Mrs. Ads 2 over for dinner. But now I find, is Mrs. Ads 2 okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, Mrs. Ads 2, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss.
Mrs.
It's
Ads
okay.
2.
My heart will forever be broken.
Is he married to Toad?
No, that's Mrs. Ads 2.
That's too. Mrs. Ads 2.
David, I know this is your first...
I'm learning so much.
This is your first appearance on Thumb Cramps, but it's rude to mock a widow.
She's widow ads.
All I need is your sympathy.
Well, I'm so sorry. I will be attending the funeral for the second time. For the second death of Mr. Ads 2.
Mr. Ads 2 died twice.
Well, while I leave you with that, I'm going to leave some ads for you. So long.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
Goodbye,
sorry,
Mr.
sorry
Ads.
We weren't seeing you under better circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so sad.
I was going to ask him about his record deal that he got last week.
I know,
week,
we didn't get a chance.
It felt inappropriate after finding out such terrible
didn't
news.
Want to bring up the record deal. Might have been awkward.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the ads, Mr. Ads.
Now, Jackson, it's that time of the show where people have emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
People love to do that, dude.
People freaking love to do
people
it.
People are married to emailing us emails.
Big time.
If you love emailing us emails, why don't you get married to them?
Yeah, why don't you get married to sending
thumb
cramps emails?
Well, I mean, you're already their boyfriend.
Yeah,
that
so
is
like,
true. Internet,
in a way,
game of
this
husband.
Is kind of just, Yeah, this is a very normal way to contact your gamer boyfriend husbands.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, yeah, if someone wants to send us a ring in the emails, we'll consider saying yes. And maybe
you're
bump
still
it up
a gamer boyfriends right now.
Yes, yeah, right now, that's true. Put a ring on his finger. Could happen.
Yeah. Like how if you got to buy an Xbox hoodie, the Xbox controller hoodie for our Xbox controllers, that's the gamer version of a ring.
If somebody sends us a gamer hoodie, an Xbox hoodie.
Gamer hoodie for the controller.
Yeah, for the controller, then that's a proposal, yeah.
I can go on my Xbox controller that I haven't mentioned for quite a while that's
true.
Is engraved that says hurts when piss.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, Ruby, that face you're making is fair enough. Yeah. I let my Twitch audience design the controller, and let me tell you, it went exactly how you'd expect.
Hurts when piss.
Yeah.
Hurts when piss.
It also has an ellipsis at the start, so it's off-center.
Would you rather hurts when piss or piss when hurt?
Piss when hurt raises more questions.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah,
So we actually have two emails that kind of go hand in hand.
Okay, interesting.
And Ruby, you've obviously, we've discussed this with you before, but these two emails address whether or not it's embarrassing to walk into a store and buy a video game.
Yeah, okay. This is our belief, David, is that if you go into a store to buy a video game, or just the action of buying a video game is inherently humiliating. To say to somebody, I want this game, terrible feeling.
I've now reached the age where, like, I bought the last Pokemon game.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just so that we had, like, a backup copy for coverage. And I went to my local EB Games and I took it up to the counter and the guy behind the counter was just like, is this for you or your kids? I don't have kids. And I'm going to tell this man. It's
why would you say that?
And that was the first time I was just like, oh.
David, lie. It's for your little boy.
It's for my little boy Johnson.
it's 6 year old.
My little boy
I was just like, it's for the kid, man.
It's for my 6 year old son Johnson.
It's for Bonky Johnson.
It's for Bonky Johnson. He's my little boy. I love him so much.
Yeah, he's really cool, but at the moment he's sick, so I'm buying him
a game because he did so well at the circus.
He's really, really strong.
He's a little boy clown.
But he's really strong and all the girls at school love him.
He's one of those strong clowns. He's the strong clown. He beats up the weak clown.
The little muscle boy clown. He did such a good job at the circus.
You should come see him sometime. I'll get you tickets.
Here's my email address. Email me, put the subject Bunky Jumps and free tickets.
Muscle clown.
Little muscle clown.
Little muscle clown boy.
That's my son. This is what Pokemon Violet, that's who it's for.
That's because he does so well at the circus.
Thank you for asking, EP Games employee.
Now you got a source of muscular clown. You said, oh, dear.
Okay, read them.
Yeah.
So, this email is from Alana, who says, hello, Joel, Jackson, and the lightly carbonated guests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talking about Prime? Or are they talking about us?
Yeah, we didn't drink.
A while ago, I went out to EB Games to buy a Switch copy of Persona 5 Royal because everyone online said it had sucked them dry.
Okay, fair enough.
However, I did not notice I had actually purchased a copy of Persona 5 Strikers until hour 4, a very confusing and unappealing gameplay that was nothing like what people online had said. This is perhaps my second most embarrassing gamer moment to date, first being returning the game to EB Games and accidentally confessing to the hot clerk that I played a game for 4 hours straight without noticing it was the wrong damn game.
Oh, that's grim.
Now, Alana then says, have yous ever done an embarrassing gamer mistake?
Good question. Sure.
Oh, wow, that's just an excuse to talk to the hot clerk. Yeah. You got to go back to the store and get round 2.
That's true.
And being dumb is hot.
Yeah.
Hey, hot clerk.
Listen, honest mistake. That could happen to anybody.
I'm so stupid.
I'm dumb as hell.
But I'm ditzy and hot.
It's endearing, isn't it?
And I didn't buy this game for my son. Very no son.
No son.
No circus.
No, he's not. And if I did have a son, I wouldn't let him be a clown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, can I swap this for Persona?
Clown.
Can I swap this for Persona 5 Strikers? Royal? The new one?
Then you're in.
Alana, are you going to turn this into a date?
Yeah.
Email back next week and let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll write you a script if you like.
Yeah, we can write you a script.
Just say, go in and be like, I really loved this persona one. I knew the one that I got before, actually. The last time I came in, I was actually just joking because yeah. I think being funny is, like, a really cool thing to be. And I think, like, maybe you could be funny. I don't know yet. Maybe you do a little jokey trick like I just did when I got the wrong persona.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, we could go into, like, under a bridge together.
Oh, yeah.
And say jokes at each other about... JRPGs.
Yeah.
That'll make anyone putty in your hand.
Yeah. Ruby, you've revealed a lot of your tricks in a podcast. A lot of our listeners are out there blushing right now.
Yeah.
Listening on a train, being like,
ooh. If you need like an ASMR moment, like girlfriend says things to you to sleep, literally just like cut that bit out and like loop it.
Yeah, just have it on repeat.
I'll do a boyfriend version.
Okay.
Hey, babe. Did you get me Persona 5 Royal? Oh, you got me Persona 5 Strikers. That's okay. These games are very stupid. I don't actually play video games anymore. I'm very strong and handsome.
And I'm a clown. And I'm all grown up now.
Hey, babe, wake up. I went to the circus and got really strong. Clowning actually builds a lot more muscle than you would think. I got the face paint on right now if you want to come and see. I'll stand in the lounge room where the light is better. I'll lift the couch up for you, babe.
Above my head.
I'll lift it above my head, babe, if you want.
Babe, I've brought my friend. He's also from the circus. He's the duo member of my muscular...
Babe, all the clowns are in the kitchen. Babe, I got to cook for them, but I made a bunch of promises that I don't like...
I'm the girlfriend perspective. Oh, babe, your arms are looking really muscly. Is
Thanks
that
so
because
much,
you've
babe.
Been juggling so much lately?
Yeah, babe.
And throwing pies at other clowns. Babe, when you throw a pie at another clown, it does wonders for your biceps.
Yeah, I've been lifting up a monkey on a tricycle. Yeah, that's part of the role of the
does
clown.
Does all the tricycle cycling, it must be really good for your legs.
Right? Yeah, it blasts my quads when I drive a tiny bicycle.
I'm the clown with the best glutes in the world.
Wow, that's so cool and also awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. Go back to sleep.
See you in the morning, babe.
Me.
Well, I hope that helped, Alana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gamer mistakes. I don't think I've ever met... I've bought sequels to games that I've hated and then not liked the sequel. Like, okay. That was some kind of
like
surprise.
Like you were going to... Yeah, for sure.
Because one game, and, like, I don't hate this game. It just didn't click for me, and I absolutely understand that it would be for other people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, Party Hard, which is kind of like a riff on Hotline Miami meets, like, Hitman meets, like,
Party Hard. Yeah.
Internet comedy. First game, finished it, and I was like, I don't think I liked that game at all. Then I bought the second one and liked that even less, because I realized I didn't like it before I started playing.
That's a mistake. Yeah.
But... Apart from that, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I don't think I've made any huge gamer errors that I can think of, like, to that degree. Yeah.
Oh, I sold my NES and all of its games when I was a child for a copy of Cruisin' USA on Nintendo 64.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Terrible trade.
Oh, God.
It's all right. It's not like I had anything cool. I just had Super Mario Brothers 1 and 3, Tetris, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Pac-Man for some reason, golf, tennis.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Two controllers.
Yeah, but you got Cruisin' USA.
I think I've already mentioned this on the podcast before, but I think not saving in Paper Mario for 8 hours before it crashed, that's my biggest gamer mistake. Other than that, I don't make mistakes. I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Let us know, listeners, who's more perfect?
Yeah.
The muscly clown from the circus, Bumpkey Jumpson?
Yeah.
David's son?
Yeah.
Or Ruby, the perfect gamer?
Let us know.
And the reason that I've tied these two emails together is because this is from S.
Okay.
First of all, cool to sign up
with
just a
letter. Mysterious, yeah.
That's very persona, actually.
Yeah.
And the subject of this is gamers are cowards.
Oh, okay. I like to hear that.
Spicy.
Dear Thumb Cramps, I've been listening to the humiliating stories of people buying games at brick and mortar stores, and all of these people are cowards for feeling shame. I went to my local EB Games recently to pick up some games for a road trip, spent 10 minutes looking around the Switch section, looking for a copy of Metroid Dread. Eventually, I went up to the counter to ask if they had a copy. As cool as the game is, it's an embarrassing name to say out loud.
Mm-hmm.
They said they did and went to help me look for another 15 minutes while a father and a child were waiting in line behind me. Eventually, they found it behind two copies of Just Dance on the bottom shelf. I felt no shame in what should have been the most embarrassing situation of my life. Anyone that has felt shame in a similar situation is a coward. From S.
S, you're the most powerful. You are even more powerful than that person that said they'd never have sex and they felt no shame when they played a video game and that's what gave them their power.
Going to local EB Games to assert myself.
Yeah.
I still think a lot about that listener that emailed in.
Me
like,
too.
Hey, you've been talking about people being embarrassed to buy video games recently, but I'm young and a virgin,
yeah,
and I don't feel shame, so maybe you should try being younger or having less sex.
I think that's...
that kind of rocks.
It's
yeah.
so
that,
awesome.
That's the most powerful you can be.
Yeah, it's unimaginable, untouchable that yeah. person is.
Yeah.
It is
I think it's really cool that this person is like, you know, oh, I'm not ashamed of buying video game, blah, blah, blah. But, like, then say your full name.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. S. Hide mine anonymity.
Yeah. Mm. Who are you, S?
Yeah.
Oh, not ashamed, are you, S?
That is your real letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried that they're going to be, yeah, they'll email back. Here's my full name. Oh, my God, it's at Joel Zammit.
What the hell? he left only to email?
Yeah, only
he
to
email. He left the show and then he signed off as S, but there's no S in Joel
Have
Zammit.
We been spelling Zammit wrong this
oh
whole time?
Oh my God, is it's Joel Zammit?
He's like, it's been Zammit this whole
oh
time.
Oh my goodness me.
Yeah, or his name's been Sol.
Yeah, I'm Sol Zammit.
Sol Zammit.
I'm Sol Zammit.
Don't say the...
well, okay, so I'm glad that you're not embarrassed.
Yeah. Me too. I think it's awesome.
But I think that spending 25 minutes looking for a game to play on a road trip is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. That
and
is true
S,
as well.
I think you should have some self-reflection.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It's good to go into a store and pretend you don't care what you're buying about. You have to. Recently, and I got a it's not really a bone to pick. It's something that I feel like JB Hi-Fi in Australia has done as a purposeful attack on our stands and thumb cramps.
Yeah, okay.
New release games aren't on the shelf anymore.
So you have to ask for them.
You have to ask for it.
That's bad.
Because obviously new games have a lot of stock, so they just have like... And they've always done this, but they used to also have like a game on the shelf, so you could just walk up and be like, Slam it down on the shelf. Look away.
Yeah. Don't look
not,
at me.
Not for me. It's for my son.
Yeah, this is for Bonsky Blumskin or whatever. Yeah.
But now you have to, at least with the couple that are close to me, you have to be like, hey, for example, hey, can I grab Resident Evil 4 on the PlayStation 5? And then they go, yeah. And then they're like, deluxe edition? And
I'm
like,
I know.
No, thank you.
You save a little face by not getting the deluxe edition, I guess, but having to ask for it is terrible.
I'm shocked I didn't say this before, because what actually happened is I was like, hey, can I grab Resident Evil 4 for the PS5? And they were like, sorry, we don't have the deluxe edition anymore. They assumed that's what I wanted.
That's bad,
dude. And I said, don't give me that.
Yuck.
I don't want to pay more money.
Oh my God.
Hey, if you want to email us, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspot@gmail.com. Let us know your humiliating video game experience.
We love hearing your humiliating gamer experiences. Or if you're young and a virgin.
Yeah.
And you think that the reason that you're not embarrassed is because you're young and a virgin.
Yeah.
And more people should be young and a virgin.
Or
yeah.
if you're older.
I think more virgins should email you. I want to hear from more virgins.
Yeah. If you're older and a virgin, first of all, no shame in that.
Yeah, congrats.
Let us know if you feel less shame about buying video games compared to the people that email us in. I also understand that Thumb Cramps is probably the official gaming podcast of Horn Dogs.
Yeah. If you're an old virgin, that's cool. That's like a monk.
That's awesome. Yeah. Imagine how powerful we'd be if we didn't discover, like, just didn't have sex when we were teenagers.
You were going to say didn't discover it.
Yeah, I already knew what
like,
it was.
Nobody's,
I also wanted it like we had sex. We didn't have sex.
We've not had sex yet. Yeah. I know, it is
bummer.
Sad.
I was shipping you guys.
Yeah.
So
one day, I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yeah, hey, there's plenty. Thumb cramps is going to go on
we're
for
only
I'm
young.
Sure gonna, have you guys heard of Wattpad? I'm sure there's like plenty of stories about you guys.
We've definitely made, not me and Jackson, but Archive of Our Own has fanfic involving us.
Yeah, there's a couple on there.
Yeah.
Really good.
People are getting off to it.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah.
Get on them.
Hey, shouts out.
shouts out if you're getting off the thumb cramps. Yeah, shouts out.
And less getting off to Thumb Cramps and more getting on this episode of Thumb Cramps.
Yeah, that's true.
Ruby and David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for being here.
Hey, we mentioned your podcast earlier, but hey, what's it called again and where can we find it? And absolutely plug yourselves right now. Let's go.
Ruby, take it away.
You can find us on the Kotaku Australia podcast, which comes out every Friday at midday. We talk about what games we've been playing this week and what games you could be playing next week. With the new releases of the coming week. It's a fun time. It's a good time. It's a silly little time. We say some doo-doo shit. And we're just fun little fellas.
Yeah.
You could call us the clowns of the class.
My God, the clowns of class.
Yeah. And there has been Thumb Cramps listeners popping up in the YouTube comments of your podcast enjoying it. So that's a sign. It's not just from us or from the host of the Kotaku Australia podcast. There is fans out there that like both. So try out both podcasts. Yeah. Even if you think this
we
one's
love
bad.
You guys.
Yes.
The Kotaku one's probably good.
It probably will be good.
Oh, way better than this.
This
we're
one.
We're like, okay.
Yeah, like we pause. Yeah.
Sometimes I talk about like pushing a child down a well.
So that's awesome.
Like, that sounds like this podcast.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Yeah. I talk about it constantly. A little sneak peek at the show. But this is coming out on the same day, right?
Well, it's a sneak peek because if you listen to this the moment it comes out, you're getting a 12-hour sneak peek or 11 hours by the time you listen the whole way through.
Yeah. So sneak peek, there may or may not be well talk.
Well, I'm excited for well talk.
Shit.
Wow. Yeah. That's something we got to put on our notes. More well talk.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll take my clown son, push him down that well.
Yeah, you're sick of him. You got too muscly. It became scary.
Yeah, well, it's going to be scary
Bunkle
when he climbs
Tunkus?
Out, though.
Yeah, Bonky Johnson, I think his name is.
Bonky Johnson.
Yeah, he got too muscly. He got too big.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And hey, gamers out there, hey, thank you also for listening.
Yeah,
and
thanks,
until
gamers.
Next week. Oh, my God, Jackson, actually, I almost forgot.
Yeah.
Next week is a new month.
I know. Final Mastery has come to an end. It's beautiful. I'm free.
Which
but
means,
forever changed.
Which means we actually have to announce our theme for next
That's
month.
That's true.
Because even though we never announced we were doing themes, guess what? For the third month in a row, there is a theme.
Oh, there's a theme.
Oh my God.
And not only is there a theme next month, it's actually presented by someone.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
So, listeners, next month or next week will be the first week of PlayStation April.
PlayStation
April. PlayStation April?
Yeah, PlayStation April.
PlayStation April.
Okay.
PlayStation April.
PlayStation.
PlayStation April. When you did February Cube, I was on Back Pocket the other day.
What?
And I actually brought it up on Back Pocket because I was like, what a name, right? Like February Cube. And then they brought it up on the podcast and they're like, so February Cube, you were talking about that performer. Yeah, February Cube. And PlayStation April.
Well,
PlayStation April.
Okay. And it is presented by Ben, a listener.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's presented by Ben, a listener, is because today we went to our PO box, which is available on the Sandspits Radio website. And our listener, Ben, had sent us 44 PS3 games and 80-ish PS1 and PS2 games.
Yeah, we have...
What a god.
We have become so wealthy in PlayStation games. It was... We were eating fish. We went to a fish and chip shop and looking over the games and just marveling at our bounty now.
I woke up today without a PS3. I'm going to bed tonight with a super slim PS3 that I got for way too cheap because the person thought it was a different model to the one I bought it for. What was it bad of me not to point it out? No.
No, you stole a drink earlier today.
That wasn't today.
Well, whenever.
So join us next week for PlayStapril, presented by Ben. And thank you again, Kotaku Australia podcast members, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackson.
Hey, thank you, dude.
For surviving
Final March to see. Time for me to go into a cave and then emerge in 3 days.
Yeah, to play PlayStation games.
Yeah, like Christ.
Like Christ.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.